This is Gabriella with Soaring Eagle Ministries. I'd like to give another update on the intercession. I just released one about an hour ago, and it was out of Psalm 7, and it talks about the enemy. You know, and I want to just make it clear that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against those principalities and those powers in wicked places, in high places. So our stance is we ask for repentance. We ask for the enemy. You know, we pray for our enemy. We pray for those people who are themselves, they are entangled with what the enemy is trying to do through them. So we stand in the gap for them as well, because it's God's creation. Every person has been created by God. God loves them, and God has a purpose and a plan for their life. So I want to just make sure that we do not have hatred against our enemies, or the enemies of those children and the people that are being harmed, but that we stand in the gap and we cry out, that we even cry out for our city, that we cry out for justice to roll, for justice to come, for righteousness, that there is a highway of holiness that is going to come into our city, that many will walk on the highway of holiness, and those who don't know Christ yet, those that are entangled with the scheme of the enemy, that they will be loosed and set free in the name of Jesus, that they wake up to what Christ has for them, that Jesus Christ loves them so much that he died for them. And so I want to just release that as well this morning, that we have an eye to see, that we have ears to hear, that our hearts are not dull. I mean, I was crying out for myself the other night. I woke up and realized again the scripture, you know, the scripture pierces us. And this is wonderful, because it is a two-edged sword. And it's, I cried out, God, don't let my heart become dull. Don't let me become dull to the things that you have, that I am awakened and that I see what you're doing, and that I will agree what you're doing, even in my life, that it starts with our life. It starts with our heart. It starts with our mind and everything that pertains to us, that because out of our heart flows the wellspring of life. So we have to guard our heart with all diligence, even when we step in and pray for something, even when we pray for children that are hung up in that sex trade, and we are stepping in for them, but we need to still love those who perpetrate. We still love the enemy. We love those who are entangled in this, and that they will be set free, just like the children, just like those innocent people that are sucked in, so to speak, into the evil schemes, that it's the enemy that needs to be scattered, that he will not be able, that everything that is from the enemy will be aborted in our lives, in their lives, in those people's lives that are falling for the schemes of the enemy, that will be aborted, that nothing will come to fruition that the enemy has planned, and everything that the Lord Jesus Christ has planned and purposed will come to full fruition in this hour and for the days to come, in Jesus' name. Well, God bless you today. I wanted to release that again. I hope you continue to pray. I hope this is like a kickstart to kick you off today, to have that, that spirit of prayer and supplication released over you, that you hear the cry of Jesus Christ, because he is our intercessor, praying day and night, night and day. He never stops. So I just want to release that this morning and praise the Lord. If you want to get a hold of Soaring Eagle Ministries and find out a little bit more, it's www.soaringeagle.info, www.soaringeagle.info, and leave a message. God bless.